Okay, moving on. Michelle Thomas presented lots of expressions based around those heavy-duty verbs haben and sein. Let's see what we can do to get even more out of them. They're great value for money and really earn their keep. How would you say, I have no time to buy it?
Ich habe keine Zeit, es zu kaufen.
Ich habe keine Zeit, es zu kaufen. Schade. Pity. Now try using do. Have you time to get the shopping for me? For to get, use besorgen. A good general word for acquiring things or getting things done. From einkaufen to shop, literally to buy in, we get die Einkäufe, the shopping, literally the buying in things, die Einkäufe. So once again, have you time to get the shopping for me?
Hast du Zeit, die Einkäufe für mich zu besorgen?
Hast du Zeit, die Einkäufe für mich zu besorgen? What about, I would have the time, but I haven't a clue where to go. Let's split that up. I would have the time.
Ich hätte die Zeit.
Ich hätte die Zeit. Now, do you remember the word Ahnung from the first segment, which we made from Ahnen, to have a hunch? The expression for I haven't a clue, or in German, I have no clue, is
Ich habe keine Ahnung.
So let's say, I would have the time, but I have no clue.
Ich hätte die Zeit, aber ich habe keine Ahnung.
And to complete it, we need where to go. Now let's think about where to go. This is really shorthand for to where I should go. So if wo is where, what is to where or where to? Wohin. Now, to where I should go. Should is that useful handle soll. So, where I should go to?
Wohin ich gehen soll.
And putting all three parts together again. I would have the time, but I haven't a clue where I should go to.
Ich hätte die Zeit, aber ich habe keine Ahnung, wohin ich gehen soll.
Ich hätte die Zeit, aber ich habe keine Ahnung, wohin ich gehen soll. Super. In English you say you are hungry and thirsty, but in German there are two ways of saying this. Either you have hunger, der Hunger, and it's even spelt the same way, or you are hungry, hungrig, H-U-N-G-R-I-G. It's the same for thirst, der Durst, or thirsty, which you can work out is
durstig.
Genau, durstig. Okay, you ask, what is there to eat? And say, I'm famished. Let's start with, what is there to eat?
Was gibt's zu essen?
Now, I'm famished, which is literally, I have a hunger of bears, Bärenhunger. Be sure to change the masculine ein to einen, because Bärenhunger is the victim of the verb haben. So, I'm famished.
Ich habe einen Bärenhunger.
Gut gemacht. What about, I have an enormous thirst? Riesig? R-I-E-S-I-G is enormous. No surprise that der Riese is a giant then. Remember that the thirst is the victim of the verb and to make riesig agreeable. Once again, I have an enormous thirst.
Ich habe einen riesigen Durst.
Ich habe einen riesigen Durst. Gut. Hooking fair right onto the front of certain verbs intensifies the meaning. Hooked onto hungern, to go hungry, to starve, verhungern means to die of hunger. Can you now work out how to say to die of thirst?
Verdursten.
Genau, verdursten. Now say to Julius, I will die of thirst.
Ich werde verdursten.
Ich werde verdursten. If I don't get a large lager. A large lager is ein großes helles. And if is when and triggers that vile situation. So, ich werde verdursten if I don't get a large lager.
Wenn ich kein großes helles bekomme.
Genau. Ich werde verdursten, wenn ich kein großes helles bekomme.